Welcome to another Moonshine Concert. We're going to be listening to Bo Diddley, recorded live January 31st, 1992, at the Anaconda in Isla Vista, California. Bo Diddley's real name was Ellis Otha Bates.
Thank you. hear me because we're going to be talking about that, but we got to straighten this out before we go any further. First of all, put some cello on me. I sound like I'm in a barrel. So let's straighten it right now. I thought we had it straightened out before. Tasted 86. 9132. That's not my phone number. Hello there. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Can you hear me back there, bro?
Thank you. Hey!
feeling tonight. Come on, pretty baby, make me feel alright. And you say that you're gonna do it tonight. Yeah, pretty baby, gonna make it alright. Come on, pretty baby, come on, hold it tight.
I'm gonna take a look at what's going on, what's my name. Toy store. tell me you sleep alone. Right home. You tell me. You tell me you sleep alone. Say you're sleeping alone, baby. When I get home,
there's something good. It's good, man. Wait, let me see you stuck on it. Anyway. Yeah, go ahead, stop. Yeah, hey y'all, wait a minute, don't do that. You've been messing with me all night, I got you a good spot right now. You don't know me. When you leave here tonight, you know who the hell I am. Hey man, don't be just that girl that don't know what she got a doodle that's about 7 feet tall. And I ain't got my knife with me. No. Why are you standing looking at me like that? You don't know? You can go sit down now. So who? What the hell is that? Yeah, I can smell a little bit. That sounds like something with no name on it. Yeah, I know I'm not. I'm having fun. I didn't mean to embarrass you, but see, you started on me earlier. You started on me earlier, didn't you? You got me, didn't you? Yeah, you got me real good. Give a big bow to the people and give them a big round of applause. And then give them a big round of applause. Okay. All right. You can leave now. Watch the hammer down, please, so I'm gonna hurt myself. Oh, Jesus. I'm gonna do right now, before I start messing around, I'm gonna tell y'all about what I was thinking about a minute ago. See, you got to understand something. See, when you like you and this young lady and say y'all good friends, you know what I mean? You dig what I'm saying? Then there's another girl and a dude. And the other girl think that the cat is pulling with you. And it ain't you at all, it's the other one. You know what they call you then? A decoy. You see? You the decoy or you the stand-in for your friend. You know what I mean? And see, when the shit starts flying, you usually get hit with it. And see, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Now you understand when people tell you, they're going to holler about, yeah, I know you fooling with that. Like my brother, you got into some shit like that. You know. My brother, everybody in the church thought that he was sleeping with the secretary. They wanted to kill her. The whole family wanted to kill her. It wasn't the secretary at all. It was a chick that came to church every Sunday and sat down in my bed. And when his old lady divorced them, they had the wrong woman. And I'm pretty sure that some of y'all been in that same shape, that same predicament right in here tonight. See, always be careful about who you accuse. Just because they give a pretty smile, that don't mean that's the right one. I know. Oh, no. See, when you want to teeth, you go to the dentist. You do not go to a veterinarian. You understand me? To get your information. All you do, see, you stand back and do this here. See, and you can really figure out some. Don't worry, I ain't gonna leave real quick. I'm gonna burn y'all out tonight. See, let me tell you something. If you're smart, when you got a situation like that going on, whether it's a man or a girl, all you got to do is be cool. You stand back and do this here. See, that way, you cool out and figure out. And then when you figure it out, you work it out. That's what I mean. Then if you can't work it out, you back your shit and get out. Yeah, but show you what, shut up. I don't come on your job and snatch that mop out your hand, dude. I'm gonna do this to you. I love you. Okay? I'm sizzling with you. I'm running the clock right now. Yeah. Before I go and do this, I wrote a tune strictly for the girls. And I didn't rehearse it with the fellas, but we're gonna try and do it. Anyway, I'm gonna try and show them as close as we can get it together. I'm gonna do it for you. This is strictly for you girls. It's called I'm Not the One. See, now the reason why, I gotta explain something to you, because the reason why I wrote this tune is because I'd be in town walking down the street and some young lady see me and said, don't you know this? I said, yeah. What are you doing here? I said, well, I'm playing the Sunshine Club or something. I don't know nothing about it. I said, well, why don't you come down? No, I'm not going down there because I can't dance and have a good time without 15 dudes hitting that. And I said, oh. So I got to thinking. I went back home and I said, now how can I do something to help you girls out? So I came up with this thing saying, I'm not the one. I'm just having fun.
I ain't really got no time for you.
one. I'm just having fun. She said, I'm not the one. I'm just having fun. I'm not the one. I'm just having fun. I'm just having fun. Tell me, pretty mama, this is something that I don't understand. She said, let me tell you something, turkey. I already got a man. I'm not the man. I'm not the one. She said,
I'm telling you, baby, make it no sense. say I can make your body shake. I can shake your whole entire body like a California earthquake. I can shake you, pretty mama, can't need to make your knees numb. I can shake your whole entire body like a California aftershock.
I'm not the one. I'm just having fun. I'm not the one. I'm just having fun.
Thank you.
said, look what you can do if you do what the new ones that you got. Come on, baby, come on. You sure you don't do this?
Hey,
I'll always love you. As long as life remains spinning, I'll always need you. As long as you want me to. There's no wrong you can do to me that makes me unhappy. You know that I really love you. You say that you really love me. Would you put your suitcase down, please? No, just put your suitcase down. You know something, baby? Yeah, I ain't got no damn job. No, I'm not jabbing. Say what?
Yeah, I don't either.
No, I got fired. Say what? You want to know what you had to do with it? Let me tell you something. When I came outside, my damn Cadillac was gone. No. You remember that morning that you asked me if I really had to go to work? You wanted me to stay home with you and we could make movie? You remember I stayed home and we got drunk as hell, remember? That's what I got fired about. And say what? No, put your suitcase down. Let's go. Put the muffler down. You gonna hear me. Yeah, you got a lot to do with it. You remember that fur coat I got for you at Walmart? Yeah, that was the car payment. And you remember them shoes I bought you with all that sparkle stuff all around the sole and stuff? Yeah, you got them in the suitcase. That's the one I'm talking about. That was the insurance money. And now you wanna leave me. Put your suitcase down. Look at it. You remember that hat I got you, all them fellas sticking out of? Yeah. That was the rent money. And now you wanna leave. Let me tell you something. If you gonna leave me, baby, take your dog and don't forget your ugly cat. If you gonna leave me, baby, take your dog and don't forget your ugly cat. Here's your poopa scoopa. Scoop your way back to your mama's house. Here's your poopa scoopa. would have to sing that song.
If you don't believe me, take your dog and you will take care. It's your pooper scooper, baby. Sweep your way back to your mama's house. I ain't buying no more alcohol. Here's a little bit of music till the drawers out. I ain't buying no more Frisky Kitty. And see, girls get dangerous. They the girls like to signify. You tell them, you say, well, I don't want the damn dog. And I ain't got no use for no cat. And then she look at you right around, well, give it to your mammy then. And see, that's wrong right there. They always like to try to signify, give it to your mama. You know I ain't lying, man. The first thing they say, because that's the only way they can get back at you with. How's that? They know that hurts you bad. But give it to your mama. And I say, I know you want to go back home to your mama. You want to leave me. You want to leave. Would you put your suitcase down? I'll put your mother down. Don't be no hero.
Try me one more time.
you got me confused.
Your life. And your bullshit, man, I mean, I'm looking at you.
said, what up, this what the day, what it is? I said, what I'm gonna tell you, baby, I think what kind of consistent is the way you live? I'm gonna tell you this, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna cut myself away from you. I'm gonna turn you loose, I'm gonna let you go ahead and run free. You don't have to be afraid. I ain't the one who's gonna be whooping your head. It's gonna be somebody else that calls you to be dead. You know, she thought that I was sick. She thought she really was in the street. And then she found out that I was sick. I was looking right at her, but she didn't do. She said that she had begun to do. Me like a man tell me what you gonna use. Tell me that everything she wants she can give. Bullshit. We'll be right back.
Just
it can be anybody in here that is not experiencing what I'm fixing to say right now. You probably got parents that jobs disappeared. Dad is scuffling like hell trying to pay for a house that should be paid for already. And he's scuffling and going through all kind of bullshit in his mind. You understand? I mean, families breaking up when they shouldn't be broke up because of all the turmoil that's caused by the economy, as they call it. Depression, recession is depression's daughter. You understand? There's no difference in it. I don't care if you ain't got a toilet stool to sit down on the crap. That means you ain't got no toilet stool. You got a toilet, but you ain't got no toilet stool, so they both go together. For example, son. So this song was written when I did a thing for the homeless in Chicago. It don't exactly sound the way that it's written and played on another guitar that I built. It's a really unique sound. And I want you all, you guitar players, to look for it, because I think I threw a brick in the thing. I built something called a git drum. It's a guitar built with a drummer. I'm doing the whole darn thing. It's a drummer built in the guitar, and I decided I'd use it, and I wrote this song, and it's nice. I'm going to try and do it for you on this side.
Just Thank you.
We just listened to Bo Diddley, recorded at the Anaconda in Isla Vista, California, January 31st, 1992. You've been listening to Moonshine Concerts.